It is Get Well Wednesday at 27 before the hour. Get Well Wednesday is brought to you by Crest ProHealth HD. Crest ProHealth HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest ProHealth HD. Dr. Afriye Amerson is an obstetrician and gynecologist, and she says some things that you may have read from Black Woman of Wealth for Wellness. Talking about hair care products may cause fibroids. Dr. Amerson, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Skip. How are you and the team this morning?
We are wonderful, Doctor. Now, I think this is so interesting. Is it true that many of the products marketed to and used by Black women are rarely researched for toxic health consequences?
That is true. And it's not just true for Black women, it's true for hair care products across America, that they're not FDA regulated. And so the ingredients and the compositions and how they're manufactured and how that is disclosed to us as a public is very much up for scrutiny. And overall, what this report by Black Women for Wellness really highlights is sort of this concept of go green, Skip. You know, we're all supposed to be becoming more aware of cancer-causing chemicals and chemicals that can disrupt our immune system, our endocrine systems, and many other systems of the body that are natural. So we know now, thanks to Black Women for Wellness, that there are particular chemicals that we can look for and avoid in our use of Black hair care products.
So this includes hair relaxers?
Hair relaxers in particular, Skip, can be a problem because Black women can get burns to their scalp, other lesions to their scalp from relaxers, from bleaches, from deep dyes, and these are the type of things that have been associated with the development of fibroids, the development of cancer, the development of early puberty, and many other problems that we're seeing within Black women. And women of color overall.
This is a 60-page report. It's called Natural Evolution's One Hair Story, and it's this 5 years of research around the topic and information about this exposure, and especially amongst African-American women. And it says that the Black hair care products are found to be the most toxic beauty products on the market. So the question, Doctor, is why?
Well, Black women, number one, use hair care products more than any other ethnic group. And the report highlights how many billions of dollars we as Black women spend on our hair. So that's one thing. Secondly, we are using things to straighten, to detangle, to dye, and to bleach our hair.
The detangler is said to be bringing on early puberty for Black girls.
That's exactly right.
That's crazy.
That was actually published in the Annals of Epidemiology study. So Black women need to be mindful of particular product chemicals like propylparaben, like DMDM hydroantoin. So there are many things that if we look for these ingredients and we avoid them, particularly in young girls, so the use of hair detangler and animal placenta has been associated with a disruption of a young girl's hormones and her endocrine system that can cause early puberty. And guess what, Sybil? Early puberty is associated with a higher likelihood to develop fibroids.
Jeez. And so, especially for hairstylists who are, you know, in touch with this for 5 days out of seven and on a prolonged basis, what do hairstylists, and especially as parents, do? What do we do in looking for the products? And if you could name some of those chemicals again.
Okay. Well, hairstylists, first of all, should all check out this report. All Black mothers should check out this report, as you referred to it, Sybil. You know, Natural Evolution is a phenomenal 60-page, very in-depth report that really talks about many different effects on the body, from things as simple as an allergic dermatitis to the skin to something as complex as the development of cancer. And so they even cite different journal articles going back to 1994, there's a journal article about how hair dye can increase our risk for cancer.
Oh, dear God.
So, you know, so again, the report is worthy of reading. And some of those chemicals, again, propylparaben is one of the chemicals. That's known to be a toxic thing to the skin, and it disrupts our immune system.
Jeez.
Another one is the initial DMDM and the word pydantoin. And that, again, is known to be something that releases formaldehyde and many other toxic chemicals that can be absorbed through the skin into our body. Mm.
This is amazing, doctor, because the black hair care industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, and we never thought about that before. But thank you so much for the awareness, and you have a great day. By the way, Dr. Freya Amberson will be available to get your questions from the Text Time Club for the next hour.